Now look at extract 2. Extract 2. Questions 37 to 42. You hear an occupational therapist called Anna Matthews giving a presentation to a group of trainee doctors. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 37 to 42.
Hi, my name's Anna Matthews. I'm an occupational therapist working here in the hospital. In a moment, I'm going to present a case study to you to show you the type of work I do. But first, let's think about what we understand by occupational therapy and the part it plays in patients' recovery. In simple terms, therapists like me help patients of all ages to participate in the things they want or need to do through the therapeutic use of a range of recognised activities. For example, this could be helping patients who are recovering from illness or injury to regain skills and get back to work. Or it could be supporting older adults who are going through physical and cognitive changes. What I always have to keep in mind, however, is what the individual wants to achieve. I always say that a doctor's first question is, what's the matter with you? Whereas my first question is, what matters to you? Now, onto my case study. It involves a patient called Ted, a 60-year-old man whose motorbike was in collision with a car. Luckily, the accident happened at moderate speed, but he still suffered compound fractures in both legs, in one arm, and several broken ribs. When I first met him, after 2 weeks in hospital, he was physically and emotionally broken. After all, not only was his mobility in question, but much more importantly, so was his style. Doctors had told him that he might never be able to squeeze into his motorbike leathers again. So he'd given up. Imagine how he must have felt. One day, totally independent, and the next, suddenly unable to do things anymore. Ted showed little interest in receiving treatment. Some colleagues at the hospital took the view that if he stubbornly refused to help himself, there was little they could do. It was his right, they said. But I didn't agree. Since Ted couldn't use his legs or right arm, I made sure we concentrated on what he could do with his left hand. For example, I worked on strategies to help him dress himself and things like that. We even worked on fine motor skills, like writing with his left hand. I wanted to make sure that even if he didn't ever regain use of his right arm, I could at least get him to function by whatever other means were open to him. So, how did my therapy help? Well, I worked with Ted on his hands, putting playing cards on a table and getting him to pick one up, which he couldn't do. But he then resorted to sliding the cards off the table and picking them up that way, finding a way of compensating for what he couldn't do. He'd become upset about what he felt was his lack of progress. Relearning to do things you used to do with ease can be frustrating. But in time, I got him to see that if he didn't work with me, then he'd stay as he was for the rest of his life. That was a big motivating factor. Ted had therapy for 8 months, and he had his ups and downs. For example, the day when he finally had the plaster casts removed from his legs. He built it up in his mind into a great step towards independence. In reality, of course, it wasn't. He was still unable to stand because he'd lost a lot of strength, and the doctors were still predicting he'd remain in a wheelchair. Although I'd warned him about all this, that moment still came as a big disappointment. But strangely, when something like that happens, it can be a turning point. Like many patients, Ted became even more determined to regain mobility after that. Anyway, you'll be delighted to know that Ted's story had a happy ending. He's now back at home and back at work too. Learning to walk again took every ounce of energy he had. But patients like Ted, with that fighting spirit, go from strength to strength after discharge. That's where the support of family can be invaluable. As long as they don't inhibit the patient by warning them of potential dangers at every turn. But patients like Ted tend to take charge of their own ongoing recovery. Gym membership, therapy regime, that kind of thing. Seeing that gives me a real sense of pride in the work I do and the difference it can make to people.
That is the end of Part C. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.